This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, here we go again. Another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys hang out with me. I mean that sincerely. Oh, God. God bless America. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And, you know, you got to get involved and you got to get engaged. Today is a, you know, I always have trouble with today from a standpoint of, and maybe you guys can help me out, all right? So it's been 19 years since 9/11. 19 years since we were viciously, cowardly, in a cowardly way, attacked by Islamic terrorists. Can call it what it is. You know, if we don't take a stand on certain things, that doesn't mean that every Islamic person, every Muslim, was looking to attack us. I'm sorry. I know some of you say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay, well, whatever. But that's not what it means. But there was a group of people that decided they were coming after us. Why that is so hard to understand, I am just lost in the sauce. Because my attitude now is, what is going to happen later on? Is it going to be that we're not going to be able to say the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor? That the Germans wiped out millions of Jews? Are we not going to be able to say that anymore? I know some of you are cringing right now. Going, oh, that is so politically incorrect, Joe. I don't care. It's history. And just because you don't want to talk about it doesn't mean it goes away. So that's where some of you are at, which is just mind-blowing. Doesn't work that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So where does this all stop? Where does it get to the point where everybody come? What did we say? Some mad people, crazy government. What are we gonna say? Because you sure as heck can't say some Japanese people bomb Pearl Harbor, right? I mean that doesn't sound right. It's not right. Look, we understand it most of the time. It is the government pushing and driving these things. I got that. Not stupid. Right? But it was still the Japanese people as a whole, the Japanese country as a whole. Now, because Islam is not a country, right? You know, it's kind of hard. No, not kind of. It is hard. To say, you know, the Saudis, the whatever, 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 are the ones that bombed us. Now, come on, let's just be honest about it, right? So, again, I say to you, what I've been saying to you, don't let them back us down. Don't get all politically correct. Don't allow them to do it to us. For me, it's that simple. Some of you, maybe not so much, because you don't want people to feel bad. And then you look at what's going on now, with everything that is... You know, how bad Trump is and all the nasty stuff he does. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. And we've been listening to this forever. And we all know it's not true. Come on, we all know it's just flat out not true. I mean, the man brokered now, I think, a second Middle East deal. peace deal. I'm sorry, Middle East peace deal. And they still won't give any. Joey B said the other day that broker deal, he shouldn't get any credit for it. That was something that they've been working on it for years. Really? Wow, I didn't know that Joe was still working on it when he was out of office. Did anybody else know that? Because I didn't catch it. I'm pretty up on these things. Before ripping that apart, I only got a couple minutes before we go to break. I still want to hang out on 9/11 for a second, because I think what we've forgotten is none of the people that lost their lives that day. As we're running around the country right now, not we, the collective we, talking about defunding the police, how bad they are, how nasty they are, getting on the case of our first responders. Think about the great sacrifices that many have made for our freedom. You know, I was asked to speak at an event a few years back. I don't consider myself heroic. I'm just the average citizen trying to make sure that we maintain this place. I got to think of what makes a hero, right? Because that's what we throw that word around improperly, for lack of a better term. We don't use it right. So how do you identify a hero? And let's not confuse heroism with bravery, right? I mean, there's a lot of guys that come out of the military that go, I was just doing my job. I signed up for this. This is what I wanted to do. This is what I said I wanted to do. Some say that a hero is born and not made. I say heroes are made. You know how they're made? They're made by examples. Right? They see people. They see lives of others. They see how others act. The selfless acts that others take towards people they don't even know. Like when a police officer goes running into a building that's coming down on fire to save people he doesn't even know. All right? Not destroying, like you see BLM doing right now. Not destroying the places of people they don't know and don't care about, have no knowledge of their history. Do you see the difference between the two? Do you see the difference between people that care about this country and people that just want to cause chaos? You know, a hero is not somebody with extra human strength or special abilities. A hero, in its simplest form, is someone who puts others before themselves, no matter what the risk. Notoriety, no notoriety, no personal gain, or there is personal gain. We'll talk about more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mattini, your host. Don't go far. Keep the tissues close by.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MECTAC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTAC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTAC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. Good to keep you alive. And you know what? You hope you get it. It is the same old song and dance. Let me tell you why. Joe McLean, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5533. And the day, the week, the hour you've all been waiting for. I know you are. Well, you're not here for me. I ain't pretty. I didn't shave my legs or nothing tonight. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow. Sonia Schmidt joins me, host of the Sonia Schmidt Show. Love having her with us every week to kind of wrap the week up, the crazy things that are going on from her perspective. And not because, you know me, I'm just the old white 50s guy, you know, guy from the 50s that think women should be barefoot pregnant in the kitchen with 14 children or something like that. I don't even know what they think. Anyway, how you doing, Sonia?
I'm doing well. I'm doing my nails there because I'm going to go out tonight.
You're going to go?
My girlfriend. She's turning. I don't know how old she is, but it's her birthday.
Yeah, but you're in bed like at, what, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8:30?
8 o'clock, and I will be back in bed. I'll be back here.
Right?
That's right. I told her to bring somebody else because I leave and home in bed at 8. That's what I do.
Oh, God. So today is, you know, and I was telling him earlier, I have a hard time today by saying, are we celebrating the day? Is it a memorial? Because I celebrate those who ran in to be, you know, to help. I celebrate the heroes that ran in. You know, it was funny. I was thinking the first heroes slash casualties of 9/11 were the people on Flight 93, right?
I mean,
think about it. They took a vote. I wonder if we'd have these people alive today. You know, they took a vote that they were going to sacrifice their lives to save thousands of others on the ground. I don't think we really think that deep. Can you imagine?
I don't either, and it was starting to slip away from me. It's almost 20 years since this happened, and I remember the day it happened like it was yesterday. But all the years since, I think it's starting to fade away. So today I actually watched United 93.
Ooh.
And, it was hard to watch, but it also instilled such encouragement about the American spirit, how these men decided to take control.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was encouraging, but it was also very sad. And, it just reminded me of there's good and evil in the world, and we've come to be a culture that is, we're too politically correct to say that, and we're in big trouble if we can't say that.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't say anything. There is no evil. Matter of fact, you were the one to help me title some of the chapters of my book, and we talked about, you know, absolutes, absolutely not. They won't allow you to have good and evil because guess what? If they have to identify what's evil, they got to identify themselves, don't they?
They do, and I don't know, but I think that that's part of the problem is because they actually do identify with the evil. When you look at the tactics of the terrorists, they're very, very similar to what we're seeing now with the Antifa and BLM and just this extortionist, also this extortionist ring of the BLM. It's really quite scary how similar they are to, and hiding behind children, hiding behind these college children and warping their minds from a very early age on. They're very similar to terrorists. It's interesting because they're always calling everybody else names, Nazis, terrorists, this and that and the other, which is just projection on their part. If they're calling somebody something or if they're saying they're accusing somebody else of something, look at it carefully because it's exactly what they're doing.
Yep. Now, you and I both have a mutual friend, Evan Sayet.
I have a friend? Oh, yeah, Evan.
Yeah, well, I got two, you got one, you know, between three. Yeah, it's for like three, right. I think, or something like that. And Evan says that he calls himself a 9/12er or something like that, or 9/13,
right?
Where he said, you know, he was a devout Democrat.
Right.
And then he saw what his party was doing and what they were saying and how they were blaming us, you know, America. And basically this came home to roost for us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And what were you on 9/11? What were you thinking? Where were you at?
I will be honest, at that point I was a registered Republican, but I didn't know much about it other than I knew that I wasn't a liberal. I knew that I wasn't the type of people who I worked with in Hollywood, and I knew that my values resonated more with, they were more in sync with the Republican Party. However, I will be honest, as a black American, sometimes you just get that go-to place, that snap-to place, where when this happened in 9/11 happened, I even said, what did we do to them? I had nothing to base that on.
Wow.
Nothing.
That's interesting.
Nothing. Yep. But it's what we, you know, and it's why I think that that black people are, you know, they connect with this whole socialist, communist, anti-Semitic movement that's going on right now is we've been raised with that. So, yes, 9/11, I went right there. But I was mindful enough to go, what did I just say? Why did I say that? What basis did I have of that? But that's just where we go. And it was just I didn't make a deeper resolve to be more conservative or more. But what I loved for the next and I would probably say only 2 weeks afterwards, we were all Americans. That the, you know, the Democrat Party was shamed into actually acting like an American for the first time in many, many years. And I saw what it was like if our country actually pulled together as one. In fact, my I have a very liberal sister who I always talk about on the show, but her son was so angry after 9/11 that he wanted to join the army, and she forbade him and said she would move, she would ship him to Canada, and she would, you know, she would go with him. And I thought, wow, that's the first person, first guy in our family that stood up like a man, and she forbid it. She was not having it. Mm-hmm. So a lot, you know,
I would have been proud. I would have been proud of my son, daughter, whatever, if they stepped up to do something like that.
Me too, and I was proud of him. And then when I heard what she, what her response was, I was horrified. And you know, one thing I think it's a character trait of being on the left is you have to have this innate thing about being a control freak. But when she said that, I'm like, wow, control much? Because I'm thinking, you know what, I would be frightened for my child if they were soldiers or warriors at heart, and that's what they had to do. It would be hard. I'm not a great...
Listen, I don't talk about my ex-wife or family much, but I remember her calling me when my son joined the Marines, and she goes, she's on the left, okay? She's like, he's joining the military. And I said, good. You know, I'm proud. Good for him. Right. But what if he gets hurt? Then he gets hurt.
That's what happens.
He's a big boy. He knows what he's doing. He wants to serve his country. I hate to say it to her because I know it wigged her out. It's like he's willing to give his life for this country. God bless him. We'll pray for protection.
Who in Hollywood has children who would actually do that?
Yeah. All right. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Sony's going nowhere. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the nation remembered 9/11, President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden said they'd have no politics on this day and marked the 19th anniversary of the attacks at two memorial services.
19 years ago on this day, 40 brave men and women triumphed over terror and gave their lives in defense of our nation. Their names and their stories are forever inscribed on the eternal roll call of American heroes. Today we pay tribute to their sacrifice, and we mourn deeply for the nearly 3,000 precious and beautiful souls who were taken from us on September 11th.
Joe Biden approached those who'd lost loved ones at Ground Zero, and President Trump vowed that America will always rise up, stand tall, and fight back at the Shanksville, Pennsylvania site where hijacked Flight 93 crashed. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Well, we're almost back. You have to hit the right button. Now I'm back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Let me just get right back to Sonya Schmidt. You guys, you know the number. You got to get a hold of me now. I'm not wasting that time anymore. Sonya's with us. Always love when I have her around. We have such a good time. We get into some See, you can get into serious issues, and it's okay. It's okay to giggle. It's okay to laugh about them. Otherwise, you just want to slap yourself in the head. Sonya, you have a show every week, don't you?
I do. Thanks for reminding me. It is on the Range Broadcasting. So all you got to do is go to Range Broadcasting, go on demand, find my page, and you can archive all of my shows. And what I do there is I go into depth with interviews of the most fascinating people ever. So that's what I do, and it always
can't be the most fascinating people.
They're the most
I've
ever
only
in
been
the
on
world.
There like once or twice, so
like I say,
I didn't make the cut.
No. I do have wonderful guests, and I'm always surprised that I only interview people who I really like, and I don't know them ahead of time. I just have a feeling that I'm going to like them, and we just have a ball the whole time. But we go deep, and we find out what's really going on in America. Who we need to watch out for, what we could, and it's about solutions too. So, because I can tend to be a little hand wringy and go, oh my gosh, we're doomed. But my guests always give the real deal, and then they give a solution and the hope. So please tune in on The Range and archive all my shows and like and follow me on Facebook.
Listen, she does a great job. It's really funny. There's a lot of commentators that are afraid to talk about each other and because they don't want their audience to go away. But if we're really all doing the same thing, if we're all shooting for the same thing, your show isn't on the same time as mine. Your audience is different than mine. Mine's different than yours. There's some overlay. There's some overlap. But we should all be supporting each other to make sure the message gets out there. Some people
and we all do it in different ways.
Is stupid, but that's what's
happening. Yeah, we all do it in different ways. I have a television background, so I really like to take my show and edit it. I do visuals and funny stuff and a sort of a monologue in the beginning, kind of like a late night talk show. Mine's real different from other shows.
I'm kind of like, what you see is what you get, whether you like it or not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's all good. There's always a little slice of pie for everybody.
I agree with you. I wish people would understand that. It's okay. And your interview's a little different than mine. You know, you're a little David Sussman, who fills in for me from time to time. His is the same thing, a little different than mine. He's
very
more
different,
long.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And it's all good. It's cool, and it's all good. Anyway,
But back can I just make a pitch to your audience about supporting all of us or whoever you watch, whoever you love financially, because we're not doing this. We can't do this by ourselves. So thank
we
you.
We can't do it for free.
You
can't, you know, you want a decent product that, you know, you never, some of these shows sound like they're doing it from their bathroom. Right? They got to close the door.
I got to keep my washer dryer is running right now next door to me. So, yeah, I got a computer.
But you know what I'm saying?
Just hanging on by a thread, my poor little computer. So, yeah, it's not like we're just asking for money to validate us. It's asking for money so we can stay on the air and bring you the news that you're not getting anywhere else. Because you know you're getting fake news.
No kidding. That's seriously, we're not seeing anywhere else. Okay. So, you know, you're right. You know, for 9/11, there was a lot in Hollywood. You know, you saw all this they're just totally depressed and didn't know, you know, and you look at it, and as the days went on, like with Letterman, you know, at first, I got to tell you something, as serious as everything was, I was rolling around laughing. Because on his show, right, that night or the next night, he's like, I don't even know why we're doing this. I don't know if this is worth doing anymore. And I'm thinking, wow, you should get the money back from the acting classes because they were really bad at this, right? I mean, give me a break. You're a comedian, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But, you know, they were talking about going to war. They weren't talking. You don't want to be in a foxhole with these guys.
No.
No good. I tell you, it was a total of 2 weeks. You know, you saw the flags on people's cars and stuff, and they were play-acting. I was working in Hollywood at the time. They were play-acting and being the best patriots they could, and they couldn't hold out more than 2 weeks. And then they got angry about, why are we talking about this? It's our fault, and, you know.
Yeah, that's when Evan said that's when he made the switch. That's when he decided, wait a minute, what? What do you mean it's our fault?
Our fault, right.
You know? Yeah. And matter of fact, not just him, but a lot of guys and women that I know that were devout Democrats, if you would, when they step back, like you're seeing today with the walk-away movement, when they step back a little bit and they looked at it and said, well, what are you guys talking about in my party here? It's our fault. What are you talking? You know what I mean?
You know what? It's funny as you say that.
Yeah.
I was thinking of an out-of-body experience, but I think that if most people had an out-of-party experience, they could actually see what their party is saying and doing and the damage that they do, and they would at least have a second thought. I'm not saying that people need to run out and change their, you know, vote Republican. Maybe that's, you know, baby steps. Just do no harm by continuing to vote Democrat. Because this
or change
Democrat
your party from within. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to make it, I mean, I know it's tough, but look what AOC and those people did. They turned that party on its head, didn't they?
Really fast.
Really fast, because they were loud and they were in your face. So maybe some of you in the Dem Party, if you really believe that that's the party of the people, take it back. Be loud, be in their face, and don't let them get away with it.
But, Joe, most people aren't courageous enough to do that. They'll either keep their mouths shut and secretly vote Republican or not vote at all, but they're not going to stand up against those kinds of people. Kamala Harris has always been a fear of mine because she's just a loudmouth. She doesn't hold anything back, and she looks very frightening. I know you can't say angry black woman, especially as an angry
you
black
can
woman.
I can't.
I can't even say it, and I happen to be one. But
by the way, that's one of my favorite movies, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. I love that movie. Because I know some Italian women that would be exactly like, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I know so many different types of women that are that type, but you can't say it when it comes to black women because it's politically incorrect for some
whatever. Speaking of Hollywood and political incorrectness, what about the twerking girls? Is that what it is, twerking? Twerping?
No, it's called cuties.
What? The show's called Cuties. But all they're doing through that whole scene, and you saw it, right? They're tweaking or twerking or twerping or whatever it's called.
How many minutes do we have? Because I have to tell you.
Go ahead.
You know, Joe's audience, Joe likes to spring things on me at the last moment. And although I did post the article about Netflix airing this thing, I was just posting about them showing it and many parents, many people across America objecting to it. But at the last minute, Joe said he wanted to talk about that. So what I do, which is very different from what a lot of liberals do, is I wanted to put it in context. So I watched the entire movie.
Oh.
So I really,
is that why you're going out drinking tonight? I would.
Yeah, and twerking. And twerking my butt off. But I have to tell you, from a writer's perspective, and from a parent, and from someone who laments the society turning children into sexual objects, I have a lot to say about this movie.
Hey, where I'll let you have the rest of the time, because I say something, I'm just the old white guy that doesn't understand the new world, you know, the new culture. I don't want to understand 11-year-old girls that want to do pelvic thrusts in front of my face or anybody else's face. I don't want to understand that. So I'll just be quiet and let you do it.
Okay, so let me start with, I don't know who this movie is targeted to.
Pedophiles.
I think that they're going to enjoy it, but I don't know, because there is a story there. And as a writer, I will tell you, there is a story there. What I wanted to see is if this is glorified, and what happens as a result of that, who the characters are, what their journey is. I really wanted to see that before I came on here and said horrible things about it. And I saw this scene that you were talking about, which was the culmination of their dance routine. And it was something that even made me put my hide my eyes. Not I didn't hide my eyes. I was sad for them.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons I was sad for them is because I knew that these children, and they all did look 11-year-olds. They did look like 11-year-olds. They may be older and played younger, but they looked very young. So it was uncomfortable watching these children who looked so young do such explicit dance movements. But as a producer and as a mom of a dancer, and who's the next dancer? I was the next dancer. I know that those children had to watch strippers. And to learn how to get the tone of the movements they were doing. And I'll end with that until we come back, because I have a lot to say about the
stripper movements. Yeah, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. As a dad, yeah. I would be. Yeah, there you go. All right,
I think I figured out who I think should watch the movie, but we'll talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I would. If I was a dad, I would strangle the woman who brought my kids to that. Sorry.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. See that? A little old, a little new. You know what I'm saying? Steven Tyler,
the old
Showman Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. General Paul Vallely joins me in the next hour. We're going to talk about, is China really have, I'll keep it clean, China, do they have the spine to actually take us on? They're building up their military, they're building up their nuclear arsenal, but really, what are they going to do with it? We'll find out more about that next time. We'll bring her on. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. I always love having her on with me. We're keeping her from going out. I don't know if you want to call it a date. If we call it a date, you're going out with a bunch of women, and here in California,
no,
it can have a whole different meaning to it, you know?
Yeah.
No,
but for me, it's a date. I call any possible thing a date. When I go out to get my mail, it's a date. Because I don't get to do much.
All right. So you're going to tell me why I jumped to conclusions on this movie.
Because
there's some kind of saving grace here, right?
Okay. I don't know if your audience knows, and they might get mad at me from this segment. They may never turn in again on a Friday, but my background is a writing. I was a Hollywood writer. I sold movies. I helped rewrite movies. It's what I do. So I wanted to look at this movie on Netflix called Cuties about 11-year-old girls who are doing a salacious sort of dancing, but I wanted to be fair about it. I wanted to see what the story was rather than looking at a snippet of the dance routine that they did and judge it from that. I wanted to know, well, why are they showing these 11-year-olds doing this sort of thing? What I found, I'll give you the... what I found is that there was some story here, that it really was about a girl who was in a culture where women were not valued. She was an African girl, lived in France in a Muslim culture, and it was either be a part of her culture, which didn't even allow women to have their own emotional rights, or the only other culture that was offered, which is just like American children for women, is the J-Lo, Sierra music video, Lady Gaga image that gives that is supposed to be empowerment. So this girl sees that, and this is a spoiler alert for those of you who are going to watch this, and I don't advise anybody watching it, to be honest. But so she has to balance which who is she as a woman? Where does she want to go? And she discovers from this that she's a great dancer. She sees these girls who are dancing. Of course, they're doing this dance now that is very reminiscent of stripping. And you've seen it yourself. You've seen it on dancer moms. You've seen it on who thinks they can dance. This was a new kind of dance, okay? This is what dance is now. When I was leaving the dance world, there was something called hip-hop. Well, hip-hop was it looked more like MC Hammer. Now it looks like stripper. Okay, yep. So this is all these kids are seeing. They're not seeing art. They're not seeing Baryshnikov. They're not seeing Giselle. They're seeing J-Lo at the Super Bowl with every crotch shot imaginable. None of these children, by the way, had parents who were involved. The mothers were involved in their own stuff. The fathers, because of their Muslim culture, were remarrying and bringing other women into their world. And the children were suffering. Another family had parents who were working all the time and had no time for them. So these were lost children. And the only thing offered to them was their sexuality, the sexualization of what they could do, and they discovered that they could dance. I'm very sympathetic to dancers. I'm a dancer. So, okay. Do I think 11-year-olds need to be dancing this way? Listen, I went to my grandson had a talent show when he was in kindergarten through sixth graders, and there was a girl who was doing a dance to Come and Get Your Love. I was very uncomfortable with that, as I would hope that there were dads in the audience who were also, likewise, very uncomfortable with this. But there was no parent telling that child, let's pick another song.
Right.
So we fall into different categories. We think that that's cool. We don't know how to say no to our kids. We think that this is a part of our culture now, this type of dancing, so nobody says no. So anyway.
Okay, so you're going down the road that kind of I was going down with, which is saying, look, this is not appropriate for an 11-year-old. This is not something I want to bring. Because, you know, when you start exposing, for lack of a better term, your kids to this kind of stuff, what if you inadvertently end up turning them on to it?
And that's what I said, is I don't know who this is targeted towards, and I would not allow my child to see this without... I would do it like the movie Unplanned, which is a completely different type of movie. I would have a group screening, and I would have a talk afterwards or a question and answer, because I will tell you that the movie did not glorify this dancing. These girls had consequences to pay for that type of dancing. Now, you saw the big dance number, which was appalling.
Yep.
But they didn't win. They had consequences to play. And I'm going to give another big spoiler alert. The end of the movie is the girl goes back to her culture and goes, this ain't for me. And the mother sees what she's going through and sees that she's in this other culture, and she loves her daughter anyhow, but she says, you make the choice, basically. And the daughter puts on normal clothes and goes outside, and the end of the movie is her jump roping like an 11-year-old.
Okay.
So I will say that it didn't glorify it. was it a big dance number and ridiculous, and do you want to watch that? No. And I'm sad that there's going to be a lot of pedophiles who are going to watch that and really get off on it. There's going to be girls who watch that and not understand the nuances of the story that I'm talking about. They're not going to get that. Okay, they're not going to understand that this was a story with an arc of a girl who was trying to discover herself and then lands in being an 11-year-old. They're not going to see that.
No.
So
no.
I don't know the value of doing it, but as a writer, I do know the value of it because I'm the girl.
So as a writer, was there any way to get the point across without having a dance session like that?
No, because the whole story was about they took it too far. Their sexuality and what kids are being told about sex nowadays, and there were other scenes that were equally as appalling, but it's what kids are told. They had the use of the internet, social media, the video, sexting, all this, but that's exactly what kids are going through now. So I don't think you avoid that to help children and pretend it's not going on. So I'm not opposed to a story. Listen, I'm the girl who argues with my Christian friends that Fatal Attraction was a perfect example of why fidelity in marriage is good, even though they didn't. That movie did not set out, I'm sure, to tell.
Well, now come on, now that's Hollywood. They're always telling us that they understand good moral values and that they're the ones that we should follow.
We know that they don't, and every once in a while they luck upon something that actually validates moral value. And I'm the person who looks at a movie like Fatal Attraction with Glenn Close and Michael Douglas and goes. This is a great story about why you don't cheat in a marriage. He had no reason to do that, and he did, and look at the consequences. If people have consequences from bad behavior, I'm okay with the story. And that's where this story, it landed in a lot of bad consequences. It landed in love with the family, but it also landed with this girl deciding who she wanted to be. She experimented with both, and it led her to two extremes. Yep. And at the end, she decided she wanted to be an 11-year-old. So, you guys, if you choose to watch the movie, write me at SoniaSchmidtLiveShow.com and tell me I'm full of it. But as a writer, I wasn't mad at it, but I just don't know who it's going to benefit if you don't sit down with your kids, especially girls, and talk to them about it afterwards. If you can explain it to them how there's consequences and how there's value in being a child and retaining your childhood until you're an adult, and if you do it properly, you will probably not be an adult who wants to, you know, slide on a stripper pole. So, or twerk, as you...
Oh, so God.
I think all stories can be told, and I don't think they all have to be... You know, they don't all have to be sweet, and, you know, this is a very ugly story about where girls are going these days with this, with the all the sexuality that they're exposed to and how lost they are because they don't have parents, they don't have religion, they don't have, you know, this girl is living in a religion. They're very devout, but it's a religion that, that has no value for women.
No, it's true, and as many have said to me, it's you know, again, I'm not in it. I can only go from people that were in it now that talk to me, and it's a religion of non-love, if you would. There's love and forgiveness does not reign supreme in that religious belief. So,
and although Christianity is a religion of love, you could have told the same story. Well, Footloose is that story. It's just not so. Well, it is kind of. Or Dirty Dancing, isn't that a story about people choosing, you know, their...
You're talking about two dancing movies. Look at me. Do you really think I watch those kind of movies?
I'm just telling you. It could have been told with any sort of story where people are deciding, young people are deciding which way they want to go. And they told a very accurate story about how children, in particular girls, are being sexualized. And it is done during dance, which is... My daughter was a professional dancer. I go on Google and I look at her and poses the Jay-Z and I'm going, oh my God, you know.
her name, no, it's not Schmidt. Her last name is Smith. Smith, you misunderstood.
No, it's not. It's Schmidt.
All right. Come on, tell people where to find you real quick. We're up against it.
TheRangeBroadcasting.com.
Always enjoy your time. Now go out and have fun. Don't be stupid. Be home, and by 8:30, be safe.
Be long before that.
Joe is here, your host. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break.
So that's my